over my knee," he ordered, and the girl giggled as she draped herself over, her hands and toes touching the floor.
"This is not a laughing matter,"
Anthony said firmly as he raised his hand and let loose a volley of spanks to the woman's round backside. She gasped at the stinging sensation, and that spurred Anthony on to another volley of slaps. She writhed and moaned as he covered her full, round backside with sharp blows that caused her pale skin to turn pink, then red.
"You've been a very bad girl," Anthony said, enjoying the way the girl's legs were starting to kick out now,
as he aimed his spanks below the muscle of her backside to catch her on a tender spot.
"You're lucky you're not being fired."
"Yes, yes, sir,"
she said with a gasp, writhing in earnest now. Every sinuous movement of her body rubbed against his hardening cock, which was very happy with the proceedings of the evening. He kept spanking her for several more minutes, enjoying the muted moans she made when he focused all his power on just one spot on her backside for a while, before switching to another. He eventually stopped, watching the girl heave for breath as she shuddered, spread out over his lap. He slid a hand between her legs and pushed two fingers up into her channel.
"It seems that you've enjoyed this little spanking," he said, feigning disappointment with his tone. "I don't think that my punishment has worked."
"It has, sir. Oh, it has. I'll never be a bad girl again, sir. I promise,"
the girl babbled as he worked his fingers in and out of her.
"I don't believe you," he said curtly, moving his legs suddenly and depositing the shocked girl onto the floor. "Go and fetch a paddle."
"Oh, please, sir. Not the paddle, sir,"
the girl begged, but he could tell by the glint in her eye that she really wasn't refusing him.
"Fetch the paddle before I change my mind and make it a whip," he threatened,
and the girl bounded to the wall and returned with a decent-sized wooden paddle. Anthony checked it carefully for splinters or rough edges. He wanted to hurt the girl, not damage her. The paddle was of good construction, though, solid and smooth.
"Bend over my knee," he ordered, and the girl was there in a trice. "Now then, how many vases did you break?"
he asked, letting the paddle rest on her hot bottom.
"I know you broke at least three."
"Five, sir,"
the girl replied, clearly understanding his actual question. How many swats from the paddle was she willing to receive?
"Five? So many?"
he asked, pretending to sound shocked.
"Very well. Five strokes, then, and one for lying about your clumsiness."
"Yes, sir,"
the girl said, and immediately screamed as Anthony lifted the paddle and firmly spanked her with it.
"That was one," he told her. "Count them for me, please."
"One,"
the girl gasped, then immediately howled,
"Two,"
as the paddle rose and fell again. Anthony could feel his cock get harder and harder as the girl bucked and writhed under the paddle, calling out the numbers until she panted out the sixth stroke.
"There now," he said, dropping the paddle to the floor. "All over and done with."
The girl sniffled a little, and he tilted her head toward him so he could see her tears. There was something about a well-spanked woman sniffing and sobbing that set his heart racing and his cock throbbing. The little minx over his knee clearly knew it, too. He caught one of the tears with his thumb and wiped it away.
"I'm sorry, sir," the girl said quietly. "I won't be clumsy again."
"I know you won't, my dear," Anthony said kindly. "In fact, I'm sure you want to show me just how grateful you can be, don't you?"
Realizing her cue, the girl peeled herself off his legs and dropped to her knees in front of him with no little amount of grace. He sat back and sighed with pleasure as her nimble fingers freed his stiff cock from his trousers.
"Your mouth, to start with,"
he instructed, and sighed again as he felt her talented tongue start to lick a stripe up the length of him.